Exactly 100 years ago today, during World War I, 800 young men rode crazy brave into Australian military folklore in one of the last successful mounted infantry charges in history. Two brigades of the Australian Light Horse galloped across 2 kilometres of open ground to take the Turks' stronghold of Beersheba in then Palestine, now Israel. The capture of the city galvanised the Allies' then stalled Middle East campaign and culminated in the fall of the Ottoman Empire 12 months later. Barney Porter looks back.
By the outbreak of World War I, around 9,000 men were spread across more than 20 light horse regiments within Australia's part-time military force. Soon to be among them was Guy Neild, born in 1892 in western New South Wales. He joined the 1st AIF in 1915 and sailed to the battlefields on the other side of the world. His second cousin is Annette Irving.
This cousin was definitely in the 4th Light Horse, galloped into Beersheba. I grew up with this boy's photo hanging on the wall in his emu, you know, feather hat, you know.
We're starting to see a bit more recognition for this event in Australian military history. What does that mean to you?
I'm very conscious of it and happy to be able to participate in any way. He's never been forgotten in the family, and neither has the horse.
What was the horse's name?
Nobleman.
Guy Neild survived the war and returned home without Nobleman. But the events of Beersheba have since slipped into Australian folklore. Ashley Eakins is the head of military history at the Australian War Memorial. He says the victory at Beersheba provided some positive news in what had been a very bad year for the Allies.
It had been one campaign after another, leading to very heavy casualties and little advance. Suddenly came this news that the Australian Light Horse had broken through the redoubts, the fortified Turkish line at Beersheba, and the defended village of Beersheba had fallen to the Allies.
He says the victory was the opening move of a major campaign to take Gaza. A 1940 film entitled 40,000 Horsemen was used as a recruiting tool in the early days of World War II and to bolster morale at home. The events at Beersheba were also portrayed in the 1987 Australian film The Light Horseman.
British cavalry advancing on the eastern flank.
They are not cavalry, they're Australian light horse.
When the order finally came through, Chauvel, the commander of the mounted corps, chose the 4th Light Horse Brigade simply because it was closest to the objective. And they, of course, were not cavalry, they were light horse. They were used to going into action with their rifles slung over their backs, riding into action, dismounting, and then acting from there. They didn't have the usual cavalry equipment of swords or lances. They were told to use their bayonets. Some 800 men, two brigades, each of about 400 men, formed up about 6 kilometres away and then trotted out. As they got closer, they turned into a canter and then gradually built up into a gallop, and a headlong gallop of about 2 kilometres down the long slope to Beersheba. Some fixed their bayonets to their rifles and used them almost as lances. Some first-hand accounts from other light horsemen on some of the higher features around are quite graphic. They talk of the flashing of the enemy's fire from the trenches and from these redoubts around, artillery fire and so on, and of course the Allied fire falling on them. And then suddenly out of all this haze of fire and noise came in the distance this huge mass of men that looked enormous, with a red dust cloud rising around them, charging across down the slopes towards Beersheba, initially virtually silent, as one soldier described it. Very eerie, very spooky sort of appearance of this mass of men in three big waves coming one after the other, riding some 5 metres apart and then turning into a gallop as the dust enveloped them, charging headlong straight at these Turkish trenches. It was a brave and tremendously reckless act, but it succeeded on the afternoon.
Ashley Eakins from the Australian War Memorial. Barney Porter with that report.